Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined sometimes by this beautiful guest, our good friend Judith Lee, and she has launched her inaugural video on YouTube. It's called JBL Adventures. How you doing this morning, Judith?
I'm doing good, Doug. How's it going?
Very good. How was that for off the cuff, Judith? Not bad,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'm impressed. I looked back when I was opening up my Skype, and I haven't been on the show in 2 years. Just saying.
Well, it isn't for lack of effort. We've been trying. There has been this thing called a pandemic, and I think you've been a little busy being a beautiful nurse that you are, correct?
Maybe yeah. A little busy.
Whenever I was available, you weren't. Whenever you were, I wasn't. You know.
If
we could only make enough money where these were our only jobs, Judith, we could record all the time.
No, that would be fun. I could do that.
Yeah, I'm hoping. So, well, you just released your first video.
Yeah.
When you release another one, I hope my scary face ain't anywhere involved in this. So, that's what I'm hoping.
Well, it might be. Not in the second one, but there could be a Disney one that might be in there. I'm just saying.
I don't want to scare off all your viewers right away, Judith. You should put a disclaimer in. This guy might scare you off, but he's not in all videos.
No, stop it.
So, what we're going to do is you're going to have videos up of our last trip, and we have a trip report that we're going to do with you that we actually got to do somewhat together.
So it was so much fun, wasn't it?
It was absolutely a phenomenal trip. If it wasn't for the mask, it would have been incredible. That was the only downfall of the whole trip, was the whole mask situation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a bunch of things tied to that, you know?
Yes.
Like the restaurants, there weren't enough restaurants to be opened. There wasn't enough cast members there. But other than that, I mean, the best part of our trip, and Tommy and I've talked about this multiple times, was hanging out with you and Brenda and John and Lisa.
Yeah, well, that added something to it that we normally don't get, and that kind of made it so good, it kind of covered up for lack of cast members and stuff like that. I was just telling you before I got on the air, Universal's doing the same thing. I mean, I was on phone yesterday trying to just get prices for a client because it's a whole long story, but their online server, my name was removed from our agency has like 12, we average between 12 and 15 agents. And only three of us were on the manifesto at Universal. So my name was removed because of the shutdown during the virus. I think they did something with the site and we got booted out. So I had to spend over 2 hours just to get prices for a trip. And now I'm going to have to get back on today for another 2 or 3 hours to book one. And I said to the poor lady, I said, you guys are way understaffed. She goes, that's the understatement of the year.
Really? Yeah. It's too bad.
And they're understaffed, and you will say we were both there together. It didn't seem like the parks were at 35%. Do you think they were?
No. No, especially honestly, Hollywood Studios. I mean, Tommy loves Hollywood Studios because he loves Toy Story. And we wanted to ride Rise. We'll talk about that. But Hollywood Studios was, if it wasn't 100%, I don't know. It was packed. Now, granted, he did go there on May the 4th, right?
Yeah,
So
and I have to,
we were there on a busy, busy day. I get that, but they still packed that park. It was busy.
between me and you, I think I gotta drop my number one Star Wars fan on this podcast tag because
Yeah.
I didn't even realize when we booked that day. We got on the phone with each other and we were so
Yeah.
excited because we each booked our days, didn't even talk to each other because we booked our trips separately, and then
Yeah.
when we started talking. Oh, you have Hollywood Studios Tuesday, so do I. You have Epcot Wednesday, so do I. You have Animal Kingdom
Yeah.
Thursday, so do I. So we ended up booking our whole trip pretty much the same days, but both of us didn't realize May the Force be with you, was the
I
day
just
that we
wasn't
booked studios.
I wasn't thinking when I did that. But we went back there on goodness, Friday. Oh no, we went back there on Saturday, and it was still just as busy. You couldn't get in on anything. And we never rode Rise. That was a huge disappointment, you know?
Neither did we, and we
Yeah.
were, well, we'll cover the ABC commissary later, but we were both at lunch together, and we missed the
Yes.
7 o'clock, which me and you were texting me at like 10 after 6 in the morning. I'm up and ready. Are you? My wife's
Me?
like, yeah, my wife's like, who's that? I said, who do you think that is? And she started to laugh, but we both were on, clicked the button, did we watched the videos, we did everything we were supposed to do, and neither one of us could get in. And
Yeah.
it's stupid. It's just crazy. So then we both went to lunch, we
Yeah.
had lunch together, and we both got in.
Yeah.
And then we realized that I
Yeah.
was like 4.5 hours away and you were 5.5 hours away from getting on from the
Yeah.
time. No.
Yeah.
Something has to be done. We said together, and I'll say it on the show, and I don't remember if I said it on another episode, but God only knows if I'm not redundant, I'm not anything, Richard. But I think if you got on right now with the way things are, if you got on that day, you should be disqualified from trying to do it to 1 o'clock. If you got it right away and you rode the ride, I don't think you should be able to try to re-ride it
Yeah.
in the afternoon.
Yeah. I also think, like, honestly, if you stay on Disney property, you should be guaranteed to ride that at least once, don't you think? At least once during your trip. Maybe instead of doing that virtual queue, tell me when I book my park day, give me a time. I'll go there at 6:30 in the morning. I'll go there at 10:30 at night. Whatever. I mean, just tell me the time to show up and I'll show up. You
Yeah.
know, I just think I mean, it's just kind of weird how it doesn't, you couldn't get in.
Yeah, and I truly believe though, and you're right, you should have a better chance if you're on property for sure. But
Yeah.
you should be able to again, like I said, I think if they did away with the people trying to get a second ride on it that
Yeah.
day, I think it
Yeah.
would totally allow everybody to ride it for the most
Well, the
part.
thing is, what number did you get? You got 139, right?
Yeah, and you were 150 some.
Yeah, I think it was one like 54.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that it gave you like, how many hours out. But we all had booked paddlefish for dinner.
Yes.
You know, and it's like you can't get you if you don't go to paddlefish, you won't be guaranteed eating anywhere because it's so hard to get a dining reservation right now. You
Now,
know?
yeah, the rules and regulations, it is so crazy. I mean, Disney
Yeah.
right now I think they need to get back in that boardroom, get Bob out of his swimming in his money, and get him and Mr. Bob Chapek, and get him out of his mansion out in California that he just bought, and get back into the war room, as we call it in football, and figure out what they're doing down there. Because we had multiple dinners with, what would you say, ABC commissary? I said 150, but I'll go back a little bit. There was a minimum of 100 people in there. Wouldn't you say 100 to 150 people in that dining room, it seemed
I
like.
mean, and really honestly, we were not 6 feet apart from each other, which, and I'm not saying like,
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm fine with that. I mean, we were fine. But, I'm vaccinated. I've been
Yeah.
a nurse. I'm a nurse. I dealt with it. this whole year. So I'm not saying that, but like, but then they make you go 6 feet apart for standing in lines.
And wait, Judith, they didn't even make us do that. They were saying they were doing that, but there wasn't social distancing in any line. There was markers on the ground, but there was nobody enforcing it whatsoever. My problem was that day at Hollywood Studios, we're sitting out on a wall, all segregated. Nobody was around us.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't, like, Tommy goes to me because I seen him getting worried that I was going to say something to the cast member. No, I would never yell at a cast member because they don't want to be doing that anyway. But it's crazy that Disney's making these cast members tell us four sitting on a wall to put our mask on out in the beautiful broad daylight. But then our dining reservation's available and we can all go sit in a room of 100 to 150 people and have inside and have dinner. It's just the logic, it just makes no sense. And that's the biggest problem I had with it.
I mean, outside, I mean, the science is showing that, you know, outside, as long as we're, you know, distance from each other, that we shouldn't have to wear a mask. Or, you know, where we were, we weren't near anybody, you know, we weren't, there was nobody breathing near us. We would have been, you know, we were fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I understand why Disney's doing it. They want to protect everybody. I get that, you know. That's their job, and they did a good job of keeping people safe, you know, when they first opened and stuff. But we're now in a different part of the pandemic. Hopefully, knock on wood, please, because I don't want to do this again.
No, it's all in the. Everybody, inquiry mind's going to want to know, what are you clicking that mouse 1,000 times for?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. What are we looking at?
I'm looking at pictures from our trip.
There you go. I figured that. If I would have bet, that's what I that's what you were doing.
I'm sorry. I won't do that.
That's okay. It's one of those things. It's like me doing this. You'd have to know. You don't have to be sorry. I just wanted to let. I had to know what you were doing. But anywho, it was kind of like, it's more of the lawyer firm that is worried about what's going on in actual Disney at this point, because our poor wait, like Pamela at the paddlefish, like, we're all maskless in the room, but the waiters wear masks. It makes no sense, does it?
Well, they wear a shield and a mask, those poor people.
Yeah. Well, the paddlefish, they weren't making them. She only had a mask on. She didn't have a shield at paddlefish. That's not a Disney owned resort.
Yeah, Pam, she didn't have a shield. She did have a shield.
No, Pamela only had a mask on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'm thinking. I was having so much fun laughing and eating.
They didn't have masks on. Remember at the front desk, they all just had masks on. None of them had shields on.
That's true.
So
She was phenomenal, wasn't she? Adorable.
Absolutely.
They were wonderful. Such good service at the paddlefish, and the food was really good. I had been there before and didn't have the greatest experience, so I'm so glad that we went back there. And I made the reservation for all of us because that was the only place I could make the reservation. And it just was so much fun with you guys, number one. And then the food was great, number two. And then the service was beyond anything. From the person who met us at the front door, she was adorable, to Pamela, who waited on us, to some of the people that brought the food out, right?
Yeah.
And they were so cute too. I mean, they were just really great.
It was phenomenal, so service, soup to nuts.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I even called there. I called there 2 days ago and I got a hold of the manager and let them know what a great time we had. I praised the podium where you enter the front area, and then I praised everybody inside the restaurant, and then I gave Pamela like 5 stars. So
she's awesome. She was adorable. So funny.
So you guys showed up on Monday or Sunday. We showed up Sunday. You guys showed up first thing Monday morning. So where did you guys check into? Old Key West?
Yeah, we went to Old Key West. We had a studio. I don't know if your listeners remember, if you follow me on Twitter, how I was aggravated with Disney, with DVC, because we were going to lose 50 points because of the pandemic. Well, they ended up giving them back to me. So what I did was I booked 4 nights at Old Key West with those points.
Okay.
So they did the right, DVC did the right thing in the end. They really did.
So that
was good.
Yeah, it's a shame you had a hop, skip, jump, do a backflip, and jump through 3 hoops to get it. It wasn't like they just relented right away. They made you really fight for it, and you finally got it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good, what would you say? I mean, I wrote some of the things down because I just wanted to remember, but I think it was like almost, I think it took me almost 2 months to get those points back.
And I will pat my, it's not like me to pat myself on the back, but I did keep, you know, I never ever do that on this show or in person, but you have to admit, I was in your corner. I would keep texting you to keep badgering them now, didn't I? Don't give up.
You did a little bit. I mean, in the middle of that whole thing, I was like, you know, I was working in the ICU and the ER, and I was taking 2 master's level classes, and I was teaching nursing students from my kitchen. So I was like a little, at one point I was just like, oh, forget about it. You know what I mean? I was like in the grand scheme of things.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm glad you did. You kind of said to me, come on, you got to get those, you got to get them to do the right thing. And they did, finally.
Yeah, because I was pissed off and I was yelling on the show about it, too, because it's not fair to all of you guys. I mean, the further we go forward with Disney, the more and more it seems like it's like anything else. Like we talk about our cable company, we talk about our gas company. Once you're a customer forever, they don't want to do anything. Like I just left Verizon, I mean, after like 25 years, Judith, because they couldn't give me a deal. And I left and went to Xfinity. And they gave me the same package. I was paying, like, for our cell phones, $260 a month for my and Brenda's and Mom's for my cell phone bill. I went over to Xfinity, got 3 new phones for $132 a month. Now, why would I stay?
Right.
And I'm pleading them. I don't want to switch. I've been with you guys since my phone was the size of my shoe.
Right.
You remember the original cell phones? They were monsters.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do nothing. As soon as I leave and go to Xfinity, not a month later, I'm getting, please come back. We'll give you free phones. We'll give you, like, why didn't you just give me this to begin with? And I literally had to fight them for a month to give them my phone back that I had just bought. Because it all started because they swindled me out of a phone saying my phone was bad, and I found out it wasn't. It was the service in the neighborhood. Towers were down.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fighting them for months. But my point is, all these big companies, we always thought Disney wasn't that way, and we were blind to it. But once they have you, they're more worried about the new guests coming down than they are about us loyal ones anymore, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I truly believe that, especially with what they do to you guys with DVC. Basically, they've taken away 90% of the perks that you guys used to have.
Well, I tell you something. They better bring back our one. They better bring annual passes back. But two, they better bring our DVC discount for our annual passes, because we paid $1,100 for 4 days at the parks. That's what we pay.
Preach,
for.
Girl. Preach, girlfriend. That's exactly what I paid.
I know. And that's what we pay for annual passes every year. And then we can go 2 or 3 times a year.
Yep.
Now, if they don't bring that back, we'll go. We'll still go. I'm not saying we're not going to go because we have DVC, but we'll go once a year.
Yeah, well, you might have to start thinking about maybe even going to Hilton Head on a second trip or something.
I don't know. We'll sell some of our points. I don't know.
Have you been to Hilton Head yet?
No, I haven't. I would like to. It looks beautiful, and I'd like to go to Vero Beach, too. But, you know, the thing is that we get so excited with our points, we really only want to go to Disney with them, you know?
Well, I will tell you, if you guys, like, what I would recommend is go to, because that's when we've been to Hilton Head a couple times, was in the fall, around October, believe it or not, like hurricane season. When all the kids, when things are normal, when kids are back in school, nobody's vacationing. Me and Brenda went down there, and we've had the resort all to ourselves. I mean, we were out playing shuffleboard at like 12:30 at night, drinking a glass of wine and a beer. The restaurants, the beach house, they got their own private beach house on the ocean. Like, the resort is on Shelter Cove, which is his own little island set up. And that's on the, I would call it the bay side. I mean, I know the locals will tell me exactly what it is, but I consider it the bay side. And then on the other side of Hilton Head, on the ocean side, on the Atlantic Ocean, they own a beach house. And you got your room key gets you into that. Well, me and Brenda at the last trip had the entire beach house to ourselves.
That's awesome.
It was really nice. We were out. The beach is private. So, I mean, Tommy, he plays golf, and he loves to fish, right? You know?
He loves to fish. Yeah.
There's fishing all over the place there. So, I mean, I think, if not, you guys might enjoy, like, a 4-day weekend there or something.
Yeah, someday. Someday we'll do it. I have to figure out my teaching job, what's going to happen with that. So yeah. Well, as soon as I do that.
We got to find out what your hours are going to be with that one.
Yeah.
But
yep.
Anywho, so they have to. I mean, I haven't heard anything about coming back with annual passes yet myself. So
no.
I'm waiting to hear. And I paid the same as you, Judith, and I probably I didn't even research about getting the travel agent discount because you know me with my own little rules and regulations with myself. I was like, if the cast members aren't getting breaks, if the cast members can't get in, if everybody else can't get in, I'm going to pay the normal that everybody else would.
Yeah.
And that's why
yeah.
I did that. So I didn't want to, and I could also judge the place exactly how I wanted to judge it without feeling that I got a break to be here, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, we paid the exact same thing with because we got park hoppers too. It was like $1,114 or something stupid like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And I have to, like, I think park hopper was kind of a waste for us because we only used it one night. We went to Epcot. I mean, we were at Disney Springs or we were hanging out with you guys or John and Lisa, you know, or everybody. So, you know, park hopper was a little bit of a waste for us, unfortunately.
Yeah, me and Brenbren used it 3 times. So it worked
That's
out
good.
For us because
yeah.
Monday when you guys didn't have tickets, like we started our trip off like we always do at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And then we ended up back at Epcot that night.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday we didn't go anywhere. We went with you guys and then so on. And each night after that, we ended up back at Epcot. So you guys, what did you do Monday when you got there after you checked into your resort?
Oh my goodness. We had fun. We had lunch at Olivia's, which was good. It wasn't great, but it was good. It was fine for lunch.
What did you have? You got to tell our audience what you had, Judith.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Tommy had a turkey sandwich, and I had a crab cake and a salad. And it was good. It was good. I forgot to say we got fun drinks from the Gurgling Suitcase. That was really fun.
That's an underrated place, the Gurgling Suitcase.
It's really, it's cute.
Yeah,
it is. It's cute. And the bartender was so cute and so fun. So we had fun doing that. And then we went to, we decided that we needed a Dole Whip. So we drove to the Polynesian to get a Dole Whip because we couldn't go to Magic Kingdom. So we're like, oh, well, we'll go to the Poly and get a Dole Whip. So we went to the Poly and walked around the Poly a little bit and went in the store and, got our Dole Whip, and that was amazing. It was fun. And then by the time we drove back, because we got onto property around 11:30, and we just left our bags there with Bell Services, who were awesome as well. Then we, like I said, we went to lunch. There wasn't a lunch reservation right away. We did have to wait a little bit, but it wasn't bad. It was like, I don't know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes for Olivia's, just so people know. Just to always check. I mean, you don't always get it now, but just to check to be sure.
Now, before you continue to go, at either one of these, at Olivia's or at when you went over to Polly, did you have to mobile order either orders or you walked off?
No, we actually sat inside of Olivia's to eat. And the Polly, there's no – it's that little window. It's called Pineapple Lanai.
Yep.
It's like you just walk right up. I can't remember. I'm sorry to say. I can't remember. I'll look through my pictures. I don't think they had mobile ordering there, but there was one person in front of us. That's
okay.
It.
Well, I was just curious because I know like the parks now and most of the stuff, they want you to mobile order. And even on the websites, like even when you get the menu sites, they want you to, like I told John on the last show that's ready to come out that when we were at the Magic Kingdom, an elderly couple wanted a Dole Whip. And they couldn't get it without mobile ordering. And she says, I'm not ordered mobile in any of this. I don't want a mobile. I just want a Dole Whip. And they wouldn't give it to her.
Oh, see, now we had a different experience than that. Our last day before we came home, because our flight wasn't until 6:30, we went to the Magic Kingdom. We had kind of a little bit of an experience at that line. But actually, the walk-up line was shorter than the mobile order line. And we walked, it was like 10 minutes that we waited for a Dole Whip there.
Yeah, see, when we were there on Monday, they weren't even allowing you to do that line. So maybe things changed a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what we did on, that was Sunday before we came home.
Okay,
And,
maybe
yeah,
it
we walked
changed.
right up.
And it might be fluid. It might change hour by hour. I don't know, but
Yeah.
this poor elderly lady was like looking at it and she's yelling and I felt bad for her. And I was like looking, I was thinking about ordering it for her, if you understand. I was like, I
I
felt
can't
bad.
believe, yeah, I can't believe they wouldn't have helped her. That's awful. But
Yeah.
they were, you know, like I said, that line was shorter than the mobile order, so I just walked up and, you know, got it.
But that's the other problem that we just spoke about with the under cast members. They're so
Yeah.
short of cast members, it's ridiculous. Because the poor girls that were at that at the Aloha aisle serving that day,
Yeah.
they were so overwhelmed with the line and people coming to and from that
Right.
they couldn't see her. Like normally with the amount of cast members they're used to have,
Yeah.
anytime you'd see a disgruntled guest or an upset guest, you would automatically see a cast member go to them. Am I wrong in years past?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's usually how it is.
But there was nobody to be found, nowhere.
I will say that was the there was a cast member standing there when I was in line, and I'll tell you, I had a kind of a little bit of a bad experience there.
Okay.
In that line, there was a man smoking.
Oh, geez.
He was standing kind of in the corner there, but he was in line for the Dole Whip and he was smoking. Now that cast member, number one, he didn't have a mask on, which is supposed to be what they're supposed to tell people to put their cast, you know, put your mask on. And
Yes.
number two, he's smoking in a public area. And I didn't say anything, but the cast member, number one, didn't even address the smoking or the mask, and then was like his buddy. He was like, oh, talking to him, talking to him, talking to him. And I didn't say anything. I mean, I know you probably would have said something, but you know, I feel like sometimes too, like if you say something, then you're the one who's wrong. So I just was like, whatever.
Yeah, well, I've
You know.
gotten to the point in my life I don't mind. I'm usually never ever wrong. We know this by listening to this show, but I don't mind if I am, Judith, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Was
I just, you know, it was our last day. I just didn't want to be like, I just want to cause like a commotion or whatever. But I really thought that that cast member was inappropriate at that situation. But I tell you what, that's the only situation that I felt that I thought all the cast members were doing their very best. They were amazing wherever we went, I felt, you know, and they were. There's not enough cast members wherever you go,
No,
you
there's
know.
not. No, nowhere
There's
near enough.
nowhere,
And
nowhere.
I went to what I would have did in that situation, Judith, like, 'cause this is how I handle that a lot of times. I handle it with kind of humor at first sometimes, and then I get nasty when they get nasty. But I'd have
Yeah.
gone up to him and said, "You got an extra cigarette? Being we're all smoking here, we're allowed to do this now, right?" And that's how
Yeah.
I would have called it out.
Yeah. I just, you know, we were
But
there. I just wanted to like get my Dole Whip and
you're a
enjoy
much better
the
person than I am. See,
day.
I can't. My wife told me many times you should have either been a cop or a public, either a lawyer or a public defender. She goes, because you love to battle. So,
Yeah, but I mean, in general, we had just such a good time. It was amazing. We had some amazing food. We ate at Olivia's with John and Lisa, and that was both Tommy and I said that was the surprise. We ate there for dinner, and that was the surprise of the whole trip. Tommy had a prime rib that was really good. John and I kind of split our meals because Tommy and Lisa both got the prime rib, and John and I couldn't decide whether we wanted the fish, which was the mahi mahi, or the fried chicken. So we shared. We
Oh,
cut
that's
our
cool.
plates. Yeah, we cut our plates in half so that we could both enjoy. And that was fun. That was fun.
Okay.
And that cast member at Olivia's that night, her name was Joy. She was also amazing. She really was. She had this like really great sense of humor. We shut down the place. Like they let us stay there a long time. You know, we were having fun. And then, oh my gosh, they have this banana bread pudding that is phenomenal. Phenomenal. So good. So now I'm dying for that. That's gonna have to be a new tradition every time we go. We're gonna have to go there for that banana bread pudding. It was so good.
It sounds awesome. So
Yeah.
you guys had the southernmost buttermilk chicken
Yep.
that had mashed potatoes. I'm already sold once you see mashed potatoes. Southern
Yeah.
gravy
Yep.
and biscuits and a seasonal vegetable. What was the vegetable?
Broccoli.
Okay, I like
Wait.
broccoli.
Yeah, I gotta wait. I gotta look at my picture. Who thinks about their vegetable when you're eating fried chicken?
My wife. She has to make sure I get my greens in me, Judith. Like, I earn brownie points whenever I eat anything green, Judith. So I'm like that little child when we're at dinner.
Yeah.
I'll show her, look, I'm eating my greens, honey. So she, yeah. And then the slow cooked prime rib was a 14 ounce, pretty big one.
Yeah, it was big. And it was good. I had a little tiny bite of it, and Tommy really enjoyed it.
14 ounce cut with Olivia's potatoes, seasonal vegetable, and a Cabernet demi-glaze. It's available after 11 a.m. And then you got, what was it, the captain's catch of the day is what it ended up being?
Yeah, it was mahi-mahi with like mashed potatoes, and it was so good, yummy, really yummy.
Well, that's good. So Olivia's got high marks, and the crab cake you had there was, what was that, the appetizer you ended up just getting?
So when we went for lunch, I got an appetizer and a salad.
There you go. Good girl.
You know, yes.
Good girl.
We ate pretty healthy while we were there. We only got dessert, like, at California Grill and, you know, with our meals. And we got Dole Whips. Dole Whips isn't too bad for you.
No. No, the dessert here, the banana bread pudding is served warm with bananas, Foster topping, and a vanilla bean ice cream.
So good.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm still mad that we didn't get to go to Yak and Yeti and get my fried wontons and my pie.
I know. There were so many things. But who was first in line for Nomad Lounge?
You were. Good girl.
I know.
I was a close second.
You were. I was so proud of myself. I'm like, oh, I'm going to – because I've never been there, and I've always wanted to go. But, you know, Animal Kingdom is my favorite park and has my favorite rides and stuff, too. So I've always gone and it's already been full. So I'm like, I'm going to get there right before it opens.
Well,
so I got there.
I think that's why we love each other, because we're both very fond of the Animal Kingdom.
Yes. I know.
We'll stay on Monday. You guys end up back at your room, Old Key West. How's the room? Yeah. Clean? What's up with the sanitation? How is everything with the Old Key West?
Everything was clean. It looked good. In fact, they were sweeping the steps and stuff all the time we were there. It gets like bird poop on it and stuff. Yeah. So they were cleaning that up. And we had kind of a corner room. Probably not my favorite view I've had there. But it was fine. We were on the golf course. We were very shaded with a lot of the trees there. So that was good. That was good. And it was a studio, so we're kind of used to having a one bedroom, so we have a little more space. But it's fine for the two of us. It really was.
Well, we know you're highfalutin, because I said on you'll hear the two trip report shows, and I said on the one, I said when me and Brenda got on the airplane first class, I thought about telling them, I'm Tommy and that's Judith, so we get the normal treatment that you guys get. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not usually highfalutin like that. So, but the Old Key West rooms are the bigger of the studios, which is very nice too, because they're the original resort.
Yeah. They don't. Yeah, this one. I mean, I think I've been in a Wilderness Lodge one, and I feel like that one was bigger, but I would have to look it up. It felt bigger for some reason than this one.
But
maybe because this one was a little darker, what I mean? Because the trees were didn't give you much light. I don't know. I could be wrong.
You did love it though. Everything was nice, clean.
Yes.
And how far were you guys from John and Lisa?
A little ways. They were, so we were across the street from the main pool.
Okay.
And they were like to the left of the main pool.
Okay.
Well, from us. Just like a couple minutes. It was fine. It was hilarious because we pull up and Tommy goes, I think that's their car, because it had like the lightning on it, Tampa Bay Lightning and the Bucks, and it said Disney Fanatic. Like, we were like, oh, that must be them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was cute. Lisa's a big sports fan too.
Oh, absolutely. I think she's a bigger sports fan than John in some ways.
Yeah.
John is with his Florida Gators football team, but I think the other sports Lisa is.
She loves hockey. That's her big thing.
Yes.
She loves hockey. It's fun. Yeah.
So Tuesday morning, you guys wake up. You're thrilled because I get to go see Brenda. Not Dog, but you get to meet Brenda. That's what you were excited about, correct?
She's now my new fave, just saying.
I don't blame you. She's my favorite too. So you guys headed off, and you got to the studios about a half hour before us.
Yes.
And that allowed you guys to get on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. How was that?
So I think it's cute, but I mean, without the queue, everybody says it's not as good as it should be, but it's cute. I mean, it's cute. I miss, Tommy says he misses,
Great Movie Ride. Great Movie Ride.
Thank you. He says he misses the Great Movie Ride.
I have seen it on YouTube multiple times, and Evan and everybody else told me it doesn't do it justice, but I've been through the queue and seen it soup to nuts, and I will say, from what I'm seeing, I know there's some fantastic 3D stuff, like there's matted effects, like the matted screens like they do in the castle and all.
But
from what I've seen, and I'm not trying to be a fuddy-duddy because I do like technology, but I wish they would have just revamped the Great Movie Ride with newer movies, like Disney movies and stuff like that myself.
Well, you know, the thing is that it did need some kind of update, and this is cute, and it draws, you know, the family more in than the Great Movie Ride, so...
I think it would have been, I'll be like you, it's just us two girls here. I think it would have been so cute if they did like Disney movies. Maybe if they'd have put Toy Story effects in there. Maybe if they did a Lion King, the greatest Disney movies of all time. Maybe did a Bambi or something, but put them in the, and like the Casablanca and John Wayne, keep that. But you could have did away with everything else. Like Aliens, that should have been going 20 years ago. I mean, that didn't do anything for me.
But Wizard of Oz, I could have kept that. Yes, I love that room.
But
I love the Wizard of Oz.
At the end of the day, Disney doesn't want to pay for any more intellectual properties. They want to pay for. They want to have their own because they own so much now. Maybe they put a couple Star Wars scenes in there, Judith, or one, and did all their movies and updated it. It would have drew. I think it would have drew. I'm happy they did something with the Big Cheese, but I wish they'd have did something else with him and kept a Great Movie Ride, but updated it myself.
Yeah. I think that once the queue comes back, I'll like it more.
But
it's not that I didn't like it. It's just, I felt like everybody says, I mean, and I didn't really watch it like anybody. I don't like to watch new rides because I like to be surprised. But I think that the queue really, even John said, the queue really makes it. So the fact that it's not there is, you know, takes away from the ride a lot.
Well, you keep doing that YouTube channel of yours.
Yeah.
And then you tell me if you don't watch some of these rides in advance, because you got to have, I do it because of the show. You understand what I'm saying? I got it now.
I watch, honestly, I have to be honest, I watch YouTube more than I watch television.
Yeah.
It's sports, because sports is always on in my house. But, like, I really don't watch television anymore. I watch a lot of YouTube. Yeah.
Brenda will tell you I geek out as far as, like, when a new ride happens like that.
Yeah.
This is between me and Brenda. But what I'll do is I get a chair and I get up close to the television. So I kind of get the effect like I'm there. And I'll watch it to kind of, because I want to be able to talk to the audience. I want to know what's going on. I mean, John went on it. So I had to be able to, I want to be able to talk to him about it and ask him about things and how much better is it in person and stuff like that. But I will say, the outside, the way they set that up, they might as well have just thrown you into a pan and deep fried you. I mean, the way they made you stand outside in line.
The lines were that, I mean, they did go fairly fast, but the lines really, like, were a lot. They should have, you know, I understand why they're doing it. I understand, you know, everything, but the lines were kind of ridiculous. You know,
well, they could have had more coverage out there. Like, they had they had two, like, beach umbrellas out there to try to just say, here, we tried. There wasn't enough of that. They could have put up, I mean, I do construction. I set up four or five of those construction tents myself when we're cutting outside and a bad sunny day. I have those, you know, those 12 by 12 tents with the poles that rise.
Yeah, I
have them. I'll set them up when we're outside working so me and my guys don't get fried. I put the saws and everything else under them. And then also, in case it does rain, my pools don't get wet.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that they couldn't put a couple tents up out there each morning if they see that there ain't going to be a storm or whatever. It's just...
Yeah, they should have.
People have more of a chance of getting heat exhaustion than they did getting the COVID standing outside in that line for that. That was even worse.
Yes.
The Toy Story, because me and Brenda, you guys went to there, and me and Brenda went to Toy Story. It went to Slinky Dog.
Right.
And that was nowhere near as bad as
as the Mickey Minnie Runaway Train. We left there and we kind of switched places. You guys went to Slinky Dog and we went to the Mickey Minnie, and Brenda got outside of that and she said, "I'm not doing it."
Yeah.
She said,
We stood
there for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and she goes, "No, hon, I'll go sit on a bench." And I didn't want to do it without her. And we still had another half hour wait or more out in the sun. I was like, "Nah, we're not doing it either." And again, that's where you can tell me, because Star Wars Land was, Galaxy's Edge was, it was mobbed at that point.
So, it was awful.
So with the lines, the way they are, you can't tell me it was at 35%. That's bullpucky.
Yeah, no, it was Galaxy's Edge, and I've been there, and I think it's phenomenal. I really love it. But, like, to wait in line for a store there was ridiculous. And, you know, on both days, actually.
Yep.
And, you know, we tried to mobile order there, and it was like, oh, no, you can't mobile order till like 3 o'clock. And, I mean, you can't tell me it's not busy when that's happening, you know. And that's why when we met you, we went to ABC Commissary. And
yeah.
I thought the food was really good. I got those shrimp tacos, and I thought, and I think Tommy got a burger. Or no, he got a chicken sandwich. And I really thought the food was good. You know, we sat there for quite a while waiting, you know, just talking and stuff. And there was a lot of people in there, too. You know, it's like. Yeah.
Literally, that's what we said to start the show. There was like 100. Yeah. I guarantee there was minimum of 100. I think closer to a buck and a half. I think there was like 75 on each side of that dining room myself.
Yeah, yeah. And we were not far away from people, so
no.
Whatever. And it's because they're not opening up different restaurants. Like Casey's Corner. Have you ever been to Magic Kingdom when Casey's Corner isn't open?
No, it's stupid. Like, there's outside seating there. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
And the front door's open and the back door's open. It's like a breezeway through there.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't like it's all a bottleneck in there. I mean, it's wide open. You know, I feel like I'm just as much outside as I am inside. And the park ain't the same without the piano player.
Yeah, right. The piano player. And then, oh, we did see the Dapper Dans, and they were cute. We sat and watched them the last day we were there. But, you know, Tommy said they're up on the railway station there on Main Street. And, you know, he's like, oh, it's just so much fun, more fun when they're down with you, you know.
Oh, 100%.
So
now we'll get you.
There's a lot of stuff.
We're going to get you back to the ABC Commissary with us. We can get to Tommy on Wednesday on the Magic Kingdom or the end of the trip. Now, let's stay at ABC. It's okay. I got to reel you back in.
I get distracted.
So we all got the shrimp tacos, the sauteed shrimp on the flour tortillas, which me and you had the discussion. I prefer the flour. You like the corn.
Yeah.
Topped with cabbage slaw, chipotle mayonnaise, a mango salsa, served with Mexican rice, black beans, topped with queso fresco. I really liked them. Brenda, me, you, and Brenda all got the shrimp tacos. Tommy had to be the odd man out. And I thought he got the burger too, but he got the chicken club.
I think so. I think he got the chicken. Tommy, did you get a burger or a chicken? He's sitting like near me.
I knew that.
I thought I got a burger.
Yeah,
okay,
he got
the burger. He did get a burger, I think.
Yeah, he got the hamburger and he really liked it. And I enjoyed that meal. I enjoyed the atmosphere. It was nice and cool in there. It was nice. And we've eaten there probably the last three or four trips at one point, and we have not been disappointed with the commissary. I enjoy it. The prices aren't bad for shrimp tacos, $12.99. I'd pay that here.
Yeah. And, you know, it gets – people always – I don't know why it gets a bad rap. I've always – I mean, that's the one counter service that I actually kind of like. So –
yeah, I enjoy it there. I enjoyed the company. Yeah. And we did try, both of us tried the charm. I even showed a little of my nice legs at the Hollywood Brown Derby, and they still didn't let us in.
And that day that we were there together, we couldn't get into the Brown Derby, but we ended up getting in there on, I don't know, I'm getting my days mixed up, but I think it was Friday. It might have been Friday when we went
again. Yeah, Yuz went back Friday and Yuz got in there. So what happens is we all hooked up. We left the commissary. Yeah. You guys, did you go on anything else? After that, I think we all walked out of the park at that point, didn't we?
Yeah, we walked out together.
Yep, because you guys went back to – Tommy wanted to take a swim. We were all disgusted by the crowds. Like, we even getting – in – like, it cracked – this is the point that it cracks me up with Disney. Again, we just ate lunch with between 100 and 150 people, which I'm not upset about. I wasn't upset about it at all. It didn't bother me. Yeah. I'm vaccinated also. We need to keep going forward. Yeah. But then we're walking back, and we're trying to get in stores, and there's like 10 people in the store, and they're holding us outside, won't let us in, with mask on. Right. Now, what sense does this make? Am I nuts, Judith? You're the doctor. I mean, you're the nurse.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you making – why am I allowed to eat without a mask? They didn't even segregate tables. Like, tables were back-to-back. We had chairs back-to-back to people in there. It wasn't like it was every other table. Every table – Tommy had to do his little sneakiness, say he was going to the bathroom and hunt down a table and got us a table.
Right.
And every table was full, so they're going to – allow us to do that, but we're trying to leave. Each store we were going into, they had to count us in and out. Now, with masks on, what sense does that make?
Yeah. No, I mean, no. It doesn't make any sense.
It's like you just hit your head on the wall. Like, what's the reason behind this? I don't get it. But
And then we went back to the pool. The pool at Oki West is always fun. The slide. I went down the slide like 3 times. And the little kids are looking at me like, they were cute. They were looking at me like, okay, lady, why are you going down this slide? But I was like, I went down three times. So it was fun.
Listen, kiddo, I paid good money to get my butt on this slide, and I'm going to use it.
Yeah, actually, I think that's the funnest slide on property. I like that slide a lot.
Yeah.
It's fun. It goes really fast.
It's a beautiful resort. Old Key West is so underrated. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I like the vibe there. I really do.
It's Margaritaville, laid back.
Yeah, I like the vibe. And then I'm trying to think, where did we eat dinner that night? Did we eat with you?
You were stuck with us, and I got
stuck.
The text.
We had fun.
I know. I got the text. Brenda, yes, I am wearing my dress.
I know. I heard that in the podcast, and I laughed.
so I got
Girl
the text.
Talk.
Yes, I got the text. Well, that's why I said, here, Bren, text Judith, please.
I know.
So anyway, we all end up over at the beautiful Paddlefish, which has moved right at the top of our list of favorite restaurants again. I mean, it's up there now. It's a must do for Brenda's already. That's one of the things that has her wanting to come back to go there to eat again. She really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really good.
So, and what were your thoughts on? So we all sat down. We had the wonderful, beautiful Pamela that was our waitress. And we ended up getting the lobster corn dogs. What was your thoughts on them?
I thought they were okay. Yeah, I think that was probably the least favorite thing there that we got for me.
So you agree with me and John, like, for the most part. Like, I thought they were better than I thought they were going to be because I've said a million times, I don't think fish – I don't like deep fried foods for the most part. I prefer to taste the food.
Down on the Cape, on Cape Cod, we always get fried food. It's so good. But you know, I don't think it was okay. It was good. It was okay.
And see, I get the same thing, but grilled. If you understand, I love grilled fish. I'm not a big deep fried guy. Like I haven't had fried flounder probably in 20 years. You know, I'd rather have it grilled. You know, but anywho, the reason I thought these were good is because even though they were breaded, it wasn't like you could still taste the lobster. It was more lobster than it was breading, in my opinion.
Yes and no. I've had more in them before. Okay. I think it's just because, you know, they come right out of the ocean on Cape Cod, and I think they're just it's a little better. Sorry.
We all know you're a lobster prude up there. So. Yeah. But anywho, I thought they were okay. They weren't my favorite thing, but I would recommend them. They're good to try. I mean, they were good. I would get them again.
Yeah, I would too.
I mean, if it would have been my choice that night, I would have did the I would have got 12 orders of crab cakes, but we did the the reason we did the lobster corn dogs is because that's what everybody talks about at the place. So I'm glad we tried it.
Yeah.
And then you guys each had a glass of wine. Tommy had his Blue Moon. I got myself a Modelo, and John got some. Oh, he got a Jay Ajay.
He did.
Yeah, he got a Jay Ajay. And then you and Brett, it was so funny. You sat down, had poor Pamela read you the entire thing about the mahi-mahi, and you go, no, I'll have the salmon.
I know. And then John got the mahi-mahi because he was like, oh, that sounds good. It had raisins in it, and I don't really like raisins in things. I don't know why, but I don't.
Well, it's a thing. I don't like cilantro.
Yeah. Oh, I love cilantro. You know me.
No, I'm not a cilantro kind of girl.
The salmon was cooked just perfectly. Like, it wasn't overdone. It wasn't dry. It was nice and pink in the middle. It was really good.
Yeah, it had a miso vinaigrette, a vegetable stir fried. The thing that I think the salmon was cooked to perfection. It melted in your mouth. But the other thing that me and Brenda loved that we were not sure about was I've never had wasabi mashed potatoes before. Have you?
Oh, no. Those were so good. Those were good. I like spice, so it was good.
And I think it was awesome. It was kind of eating hot sushi. It was weird. It was you take a little bit of potato and a little piece of that salmon. It was almost a little bit of heaven.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I enjoyed that. I would get that again.
It was phenomenal. And then Lisa got the scallops, which she had to take her shoe off at one time and beat John away from her plate. Did you see that happen? I saw it. So, but they were phenomenal. John kept trying to steal more scallops, and John said if Lisa sat down and described a meal that she wanted, that would have been exactly it. It was a cauliflower puree, crispy Brussels sprouts, and a little bit of bacon. And they were cooked to perfection, those scallops.
Yeah, that was yummy. That was good.
And then Tommy and me both got the cod.
Yeah.
Which was
stuffed. You guys liked it?
We loved it. It was stuffed with a – every time – it was so weird. Like, every time I would take a bite
– Yeah.
I would forget that the scallops and the shrimp are in it.
Yeah.
And it was like a surprise almost every bite I took. It was phenomenal. I really enjoyed that. And then John ended up getting the mahi-mahi, which had the caponata, the salsa verde, and then herb roasted potatoes with it.
Yeah, so, he liked it.
We all had a phenomenal meal, and we were all too stuffed for dessert, which I'm surprised. But the only thing is, the desserts at this restaurant, I will say, they could come up with a couple more.
They only have
New York style cheesecake and chocolate layer cake. I would like to see maybe four, Judith.
Yeah, the thing is that their menu used to be like 5 pages long. Yes. It used to be a big menu.
I remember.
The menu they have now, I think it's actually better when places pare down their menus. If they have too many items on a menu, that means they don't do anything well. Do you know what I mean?
100%. We discussed that at the meal. And the other thing is, I think when they have more things on the menu, there's more waste. So you might get something that might be a little older than they'd want it to be, because they're trying to keep it all frozen and stuff like that. Like, everything we had tasted like it just jumped out of the ocean. That's what made it so phenomenal. Everything was fresh.
It was fresh. When I went there before, I had one of their boils, which kind of probably was a mistake because, you know, in Cape Cod, we have, you know, we do lobster boils all the time. But, like, you know, and it just didn't taste fresh. It wasn't that good. So.
See, my problem with a boil is, Judith, and I agree with you because we have, the Joe's Crab Shack around here, too.
Yeah.
And they have them. And when I'm going out to dinner with my beautiful wife and having a nice night, I really don't feel like breaking it all down. I mean, eating crab legs is one thing, but a boil with everything in it, it just becomes, you feel like you need to go home and shower afterwards.
Well, it's when you're down like on Cape Cod, it's one of those things like you got to get lobster at least once. You know, you got to get that at least once. It's just part of it.
But if you're out, like,
we're usually not out at like a fancy
exactly.
restaurant. We're usually out like there's this place Moby Dick's, which
we have one of them here too. We have a place. Yeah. Me and Brenda's first dates was at a place called Moby Dick's.
Oh, really?
Restaurant around. Absolutely, that's funny.
That's funny.
Yep. And it's like if you're out by the backyard, out on the deck, picnic, or kind of an outdoor, like you're talking this Moby Dick's, like we have a couple places where it has like an outdoor roof. You sit down on kind of like a picnic table style bench. Yeah, break away, have a good time. It's all good. But when you're dressed up, nice dinner, going out for the evening, I really don't feel like dealing with a boil.
Yeah. No, I kind of agree. I agree with you.
Yeah, this was like an elegant, nice sit down, relaxed. We were all minding our P's and Q's. Me, Tom, and Johnny actually cleaned up pretty nice, and the girls all looked beautiful. So it was a wonderful night.
And the view, we were on was that the second floor?
Yeah,
we were
the upper
on the second
deck.
Floor, yep. And it's such a beautiful view. I want to go back, all of us, and sit like when it's a little cooler and sit out upstairs on the patio. I always wanted to do that there.
Well, what I want to do there is I would love to meet there at the end of the night when things are normal, and I am dining to hit the late night dining menu.
Yeah, that's what I mean, that we could do that.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to do a dinner inside because, like, you know, I don't tell Brenda I said this, but Brenda is a girly girl, and she don't want her hair blown while she's eating dinner. She'll be more worried about her hair blowing in her mouth than she would eating, if you understand. So she was happy we sat inside. But if we're outside, her hair's up, we're just – but if she's dressed all up, I'd want her inside because it's just easier on Doug over here.
Yeah. I hear you.
You understand, but if we're like at the end of the day in our shorts, t-shirts, like we were at Epcot and all that stuff, she could be, she don't have a problem with that if she's in her let's have some fun mode. But when she's all dressed up to go out, I want to sit her in. I asked the maitre d', can we have it at a perfectly 71 degrees here and no wind blowing to the east to west, please? You know, I'm joking, but I want it nice. But like at the end of the night, I would like to eat inside one night again, like to have that as a tradition if we go back. But also, like, the late-night dining, like, at the end of the day, if we're at different parks or whatever, meet up, talk about our day. Like, the late-night dining, grab some crab fries. John could get the oysters. They have a market fresh oysters. They have the lobster corn dogs outside. They have a seafood charcuterie board.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, they
have all... We should also do that at Spice World Table, I'm just saying.
That would, from your lips to God's ears, I would have gone there this trip. I love that place.
I know. Spice Road Table. I wanted to hit there, but we didn't end up going. It was too hot, though.
We didn't have
enough
time.
Even at night, it was hot.
We didn't have enough time for anything. But we left the paddlefish, and then the girls drove us around, drug us around shopping. You did. Finally, we broke free and found a bar. And then you guys met us. But you guys ended up buying soap. I've never bought soap at Disney World. So thank you, Judith. I got bars of soap.
You've never bought the basin before?
No.
Basin is awesome. It's so. Doesn't it smell good? Doesn't your house smell good now?
Oh, they're wonderful. But they got us stopped on the plane.
Oh, it did?
Yes. They pulled both of our backpacks because of the soap.
Oh, so they didn't do it to us.
Well, they...
I had it in my carry. I had it in a bag.
Yeah, they pulled both our backpacks. I will say the lady at the Orlando airport that did that on the TSA, because most of the people at Orlando airport, the people that work there are pretty ignorant. Yep. I will say they were, and usually Philly has attitude. Like, I'm used to the attitude in Philly. I wasn't expecting it in Orlando. I mean, you couldn't even ask a question. But I will say
they're so busy. That's why. I think it's just so busy there.
Yeah, but there's busy and then being ignorant. And they were being ignorant to me a couple times. And, you know, I let my wife go and then I gave my little words back. Anywho, the lady that took our luggage apart, that took the backpacks apart, she was phenomenal. She was so sweet. She put everything back exactly where it was. I told her, I said, thank you so much for doing a wonderful job repacking. She was, you're not mad at me? Usually I get yelled. I said, no, you're doing your job. It makes me feel safe on the plane. I'm not mad at all. I just appreciate that I'm not getting this backpack with my clothes hanging out of it. But the soap is really nice, and you end up buying soap. You got my wife to buy soap, so added. Thanks for the added expense, Judith. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And then we sat outside for a little bit at Epcot. That was fun. We had a cocktail.
Not at Epcot, at Disney Springs.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we sat at the little margarita place there that has the where all the singers and all sing. It was very nice. Yeah. We sat there probably for an hour, and I taught Tommy how much better Sugar Ray Leonard is than Marvin Hagler.
Okay, shh.
Yeah.
He's close. He can hear you.
That's okay. I'm glad he can hear me. I wanted him to hear me.
He didn't say anything.
No. But anywho, we had a good time out there. It was very nice.
It's very nice.
Then we were all so tired, we could barely all go home that night.
I know. And then the next day was...
Epcot. And that was a great thing, too. It worked out good because we had a late night. We had a late night, but Epcot doesn't open till 11 at this point, which is crazy.
Right.
So we didn't have to get up at the crack of dawn to go to Epcot that day.
Yeah, that was kind of good.
And you guys had breakfast with John, which John is mad at me for not showing up to his home-cooked breakfast, which I wanted to do, but I had already had my wife up 3 super early days. I promised her on Wednesday she could have her
day.
She could
sleep. Yeah.
Because Brenda's up.
That was so nice of John to do that. And by the way, that was nice for you to treat us to dinner, my friend.
Oh,
we owe you.
No, you don't owe me. You're fine.
We owe you.
We love the company, and we were happy to do it. I'm glad.
It was so fun.
It was beautiful.
Epcot Day was awesome. Where do we end up? Like we always end up.
Oh, go ahead.
Japan.
How good was John's breakfast? Like, what was it? What did he have for you guys?
Oh, he made us scrambled eggs and bacon and toast. It was amazing.
And he did a good job?
He was in a one bedroom, so he had a full kitchen.
That was sweet. And like, yeah. Brenda's up every day at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, so she wants to sleep.
And her sleeping into me and Brenda is 6:30, 7 o'clock, Judith. It ain't like...
I know, it's true. But, right? Now that we're old.
Exactly, but she wants to get up once in a while and not have me 20 minutes and counting, 15 minutes and counting.
Yeah.
She wants to get up, drink her coffee, have her feet up for an hour, and watch the morning news and just get ready at her pace instead of me being, we got to get to the park. You know what I'm saying?
So
I felt bad, but it worked out for the best. And then we all ended up meeting at Epcot. You guys.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I thought yous were with John when I sent you that text at Test Track. I didn't know you guys were separate. I thought yous rode there together.
No, they had to go get – they had trouble with Lisa's scooter. They had to go – they rented a scooter, so they had to wait for the scooter. And we actually went right to Epcot. But they weren't that far behind us. They were like, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes behind us.
Yeah, and then we were 15 minutes behind you. We got to Epcot around 11, about 10 minutes after 11. Like we were there.
Yeah. We were probably there at like 10:15.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, but then we did wait in line for Test Track a long time. But we got on all the rides we wanted to ride. We went there, then we went over to Soarin', then we did Living with the Land.
Living with the Land is Epcot's version of the TTA.
It's true.
You have to admit, bring back the skippers. I miss them. I miss the interaction.
Yeah, Tom and I were talking about that when we were on the ride. We were saying that, but you know, it was still fun. I love that one because I love it how it's different every time. You know, they do some different plants. Like for the holidays, they decorate for the holidays, and they decorated for Flower and Garden, and it was so pretty. It was fun.
It was nice. It's beautiful there. Yeah. I love the land. So you guys got on Test Track. Me and Brenda came in a little behind you, so we headed over to – you did Test Track, you did Soarin', and then we got in line for Soarin'. I will say, me and Brenda went right – and it said a 40-minute wait, and now how you go in, there's two lines. Nobody was to the right, and nobody stopped me, so I went to the right.
Yeah, so we got right on, too.
We got on in 10 minutes in a 40-minute wait, 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, I have a trivia question.
Yes, dear.
My trivia question is, what are all the places that Soarin' goes to?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I would need a couple minutes.
I was like, I don't know. I have to think about this.
Yeah.
Right?
I do. All I remember is the Great Wall of China, and I remember landing at Epcot. Now, I have to sit back and remember all the others with the whales coming out of the ocean. Where would that be? And then I remember the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, so Eiffel in France. Tower.
So,
and then they go to the Taj Mahal.
Yes, I remember that. Yep.
So in India, and then where's the desert and all that?
Ain't that Saudi Arabia, maybe?
I don't know. This is a good question. Like, we need to find the answer to this.
Okay, the answer to this question is, what do you prefer, the old one or the new one?
I like both. You know me. I don't know. I like both, to be honest.
See, I like the entire movie of the first one better, but I prefer the landing at Epcot.
Yeah.
Like, I would do away with the 405 or whatever the expressway is. And I love the landing at Disneyland because you get to see Disneyland, but I prefer the Epcot one. But I wish they would do it. I don't think it would be a problem. I wish they would just randomly, you didn't know what movie you were getting until you went in.
That could be fun.
Because this way, we'd make it the rewritability. You would have to do it twice or three times to try to get to see it.
Yeah. No, it'd be fun. That would be fun. They could easily do that.
Absolutely, they could.
Yeah, that's easy. Absolutely. But I like that ride. It's fun.
It's Brenda's favorite at Epcot.
Yeah, so. I really like it too.
So after we got done all that and all the, we did our rides, we did Spaceship Earth and everything else, which I always love to do. It was actually me and Brenda did Spaceship Earth on Monday night.
Yeah, we did Spaceship Earth. Tommy and I went there Saturday night. We went to Epcot. I'll talk about it later, but we did Spaceship Earth on that day.
Okay. So we all started roaming around the World Showcase, and we were gnawing at all the food booths, weren't we?
Yeah.
So what was some of your favorite of the food booths? We started off at Northern Bloom. Did you enjoy that?
I think that was my favorite, because the thing about you kind of know how I feel about the festivals. I'm not a huge fan of the festivals, because if you don't get it when it comes right out and it sits there, it's not good. Yeah. But Northern Bloom, like, we got there and it was right and nice and hot. So what was that? That was beef and scallops, and my scallops were really good.
Yeah.
Right?
Me and Brenda, I talked about on our report, we got so lucky. Like, we didn't get – the only thing that we got the filet there at Northern Bloom three different days. Yeah. And only the last day the carrots were a little hard. But everything else was smoking hot. It was perfect. Yep. Freshly cooked. We got lucky the whole festival that everything
that's
of
good.
Ours was fresh. Everything.
Yeah, that's good.
And Brenda was like – so happy because I didn't have to return anything. She was very happy about that.
I think that was probably my favorite, just because everything was hot. And then I got a glass of wine in France. Is that where I got it? And it was like it was at not at Morocco, it was at Mexico, whatever that one is at Mexico. That was good too, actually. And I got, it was supposed to be a sangria, and it was like an ounce, and it was like $12. That's the other thing about the festivals, is that everything's so small and expensive, you know?
Yeah, you did get the one drink at France for you and Brenda. You got that the wine there.
No, she got it. I didn't get it.
Well, didn't you? What wine did you bring her back at?
Okay. So if I tell you this, you can't tell anybody this. Okay.
Okay.
Do you promise?
Yes, I promise.
All right. So my favorite place to get a drink, and actually Carmen told me this secret, is it at Morocco, you know, right where Spice World Table is?
Yes.
You can go in there. It's a full service bar.
Absolutely. Well, I've done it many a time.
Yeah. So I went in there and got, I got Brenda and I a glass of Pinot Grigio. And I got Lisa. Lisa doesn't drink, so I got her a Diet Coke. I got us girls' stuff.
Okay. So I didn't know where you went off to that time.
Oh, because that's because of, there was a cavalcade, and I started following the cavalcade. I met this woman. We were, like, probably about the same age, and we were like, oh, the princesses. We were so excited. And we started following the cavalcade, so I kind of got lost talking to her.
Okay. Because Brenda did get the Chardonnay. I thought you got a Chardonnay with her in France.
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, and then later on, we got her that frozen slushy like three times. So.
Yeah.
She loved that.
Yeah.
But did you guys, you guys also ate with us. You went to Morocco and you didn't like what you got there at that pavilion, correct?
Yeah, that was so-so. That was so-so. I think, I liked the, couscous underneath.
Okay.
That's what I liked. Because that's what I usually get, you know? But the stuff on top was so-so. I think it was like fish, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Moroccan seafood, the couscous with the shrimp, mussels, olives, preserved lemons, and it had an anchovy breadcrumb.
Yeah, like the couscous part of it and the anchovy thing, that was really good. The mussels, I should know better, were not good. They were rubbery, which means they were overcooked. And the shrimp was good. The shrimp was okay. You know?
Yeah.
It was okay. But the couscous underneath was yummy. I like that.
Now, you guys, you did try the, the Japanese one? The one where we got the frushi? What was it? The hanami. I couldn't remember. But,
it
yeah,
was a
we,
pork.
We got the shrimp. Thing. Yeah, we got the shrimp and crab, spicy mayonnaise, cucumber slices, and the avocado. That was real. That was phenomenal. We did.
That was good. I like that. And Tommy got the pork. It was like a short rib almost, but like pork. It was good.
Soy glazed pork shank with truffle mashed potatoes, crispy lotus flour. That was
good.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I love the Northern Bloom, but the Northern Bloom is like, it's like an old shootie. It's like, it's there every year. I love it. Yeah. They do. So sometimes they have the potatoes. Sometimes they had the mushroom risotto. You understand them? They change it up a little, but you always get the scallops and the tenderloin.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Hanami to me was my favorite of all of them this year. Cause we got every single thing almost on that menu and I loved everything. So
that was pretty good.
So
I think it's just because the Northern Bloom was like, hot.
Yeah. It was
fresh, you know?
Yep, and so is that pork shank. Tommy loved that.
Liked that. Yep. Yeah, Tommy really liked that.
Now, did you guys head into the World Showplace at all during your days at Epcot?
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, no, we didn't. We didn't do that. We were going to when we went back, but we ended up watching the Hooligans band, and they were playing like old rock and roll. It was fun. We had fun with that.
The beef brisket with the pork belly sliders was, it was okay. But we ended up getting the fried green tomatoes with the blue crab fennel salad. That was really good, too.
Was that good?
Yeah, and I ended up getting a strawberry drink in there with whiskey because they didn't have any beers that I like. And I got that, and I'll tell you what, they might as well just threw the strawberries in the trash. It was like two shots of whiskey in that thing. It was burning my throat going down, Judith. That's how strong it was.
Wow, yeah.
So then we headed up and we had our frozen Kirin and we all set in our favorite place at the top of the Japan Pavilion, which is very nice.
Yeah, we always end up there.
So, and then we just continued to roam around World Showcase for the rest of the day. And then where did you guys go that night?
I think that's the night that we went to Olivia's with John and Lisa.
Okay. Yeah. And then poor Brenda had her little eye thing, so we just went back to the room. And thank God I took her to CVS and got her, I forget the name of that drops.
Panthenol.
The $37 drop.
It's expensive, I know.
But I'll tell you what, I'd have paid $100 to get her eye straightened out. I don't know what the heck happened to her. I don't know if it was something she thinks 100% it was allergies. I also think it – every once in a while, like I told you, our room was spotless clean and all that other. But I think detergent sometimes, like the laundry, whatever the sheets might have had in them. I don't know if that got her.
Yeah.
Or wiped her eye on one of the towels. Or there was something going on. But thank God she did that. She fell asleep. And then I got from the – it worked out good because I ended up ordering from the pool bar at the Wyndham.
The
chicken wings and the tacos were phenomenal there. So we got to try their food, which was awesome. And you guys went to Olivia's, and then Thursday we all went to Animal Kingdom.
Yes, so fun.
Which was awesome.
Awesome. We were there like, I think they opened at 8. I was there at like 7:20.
So the orders, you said Animal Kingdom's your favorite. How did your park order go?
It's kind of hard because really Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom to me are my favorite. But the thing about Animal Kingdom is that we always have such a nice time there. It seems more relaxed than 100%. any of the other parks. I really enjoy the animals, like walking around seeing the animals, although honestly I didn't see much of the park this time. Because I was waiting in line for Nomad Lounge. I just really like Animal Kingdom. I don't know what it is. I just really like it. I like, you know, the Lion King and Nemo show, and I love the safari. I love seeing the animals on the safari. I love Everest. I love Flight of Passage. So, I love Dinosaur. I just like that park. It's just comfortable, you know?
So it goes Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Epcot Studios?
Probably. Right. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah,
although Epcot needs a little update. It does need those updates. So we'll see. It is
getting them. I honestly would be – Animal Kingdom and Epcot would be equal to me because I just – like my favorite – like Thursday night when we ended up back at Epcot,
Yeah.
With me and Brenda just chilling there and relaxing. Yeah. And there's nothing like being in World Showcase to me. It's my happy place too.
We had a really good time there one night, Tommy and I too.
It's romantic with just you and your partner, just roaming around there and grabbing food wherever you want. So.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with us at Animal Kingdom with the Nomad Lounge where we ended up at. Like, we got in too early with you guys, and we ended up on – you did Flight of Passage first thing. How did you and Tommy like that?
Oh, we love it. It's so fun. It's never dull. Like, even though I haven't been on it in a while, and I've been on it a few, you know, at least 10 times, I guess, now, I still love it. I still scream when I'm – flying around.
100%. It's like I said, me and I was saying earlier, like Animal Kingdom and Epcot are equal. I wanted to finish my thought, but Magic Kingdom is in a class by itself. Like, it's not my favorite, but the feeling I get when I'm there is like no other. It has its own. I love it. Yes. But the crowds, and whenever I'm at the Magic Kingdom, I never relax. I feel like I'm go. Got to get it all. It's like it's not relaxing in the Magic Kingdom to me.
Yeah.
So I love the Magic Kingdom, but in its own way, if that makes sense. And last is Hollywood Studios for me.
Yeah.
And I will say I love Flight of Passage. I've told everybody I think it's in top five best rides. Like, now it's weird. Now that I've been on it a few times, it's dropped down the list for me. It's dropped down behind a lot of the rides that I just taught, like with Magic Kingdom and Soarin' and Tesla. It's below them now for me. I still think it's phenomenal and all, but now that you've rode it, it's awesome, but it doesn't surprise you like it did the first time. Am I wrong?
I disagree. I think I still get surprised by it. I just think it's so beautiful.
It's gorgeous, but it's kind of, I know it's coming. It's not as scary, except for I talked about on the other show. The whole time, the reason I got motion sick is because the girl next to me kept saying she's going to pee herself.
That's so weird.
And it was distracting me. She's, I'm going to pee. And she's yelling it. And I'm like right next to her. I'm like, please don't. Stop it. So I took my eye off the screen for a couple minutes. And I just got all cattywampus, if you understand. It had me messed up for a little bit. But you got off a flight, and then you did River of Lights. Navi River. What's your thought on that?
Oh, it's so pretty. Isn't that a pretty ride? I think that's an underrated ride. I like it.
I like it. I wish it was a little longer. The line, you wait longer than the ride is.
Yeah. We didn't wait that long at all. I think we waited. We basically walked on that ride, basically.
Yeah. Well, last time we were on it, that's what it because it was newer. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Judith. I love Flight of Passage. I love Navi River, and I like Pandora. I think they did a fantastic job, and I'm not saying I want them to get rid of it, but I liked my Animal Kingdom before that came because it was more relaxing to me.
Yeah, but Pandora is very relaxing, and it's so.
But it has a gazillion people there now.
I know, but I took a ton of pictures, and I realized like it's just so it seems relaxing to me because so much detail and like. All the plants and all the just everything is so pretty in Pandora. I really like it.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. They did a phenomenal job. The mountains and all. I mean, in the ride, I was acting like a geek doing the queue because I think now you experience that ride. Most people have to do the queue so they get the full experience, which is gorgeous.
Right.
And even with that, the social distancing, how did you like it inside the building, Judith, where you're like, right? Like, what was the point of it? You're like right in each other's face.
You're right next to each other for the most part. Yeah.
We were not. It was no different this trip than any other trip I ever took, except for there was no cast members guarding the line, Harley, and there was mask on my face. That was the only difference. But I love everything about it. But I miss the days of the crybabies trying to tell me that it was a zoo, and they didn't show up, and I had my Animal Kingdom to myself for the most part a lot of days, so I do miss that.
Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah.
Well, we ate at the Nomad Lounge. What did you think of your experience being there?
Oh, it was that cast member was also really phenomenal, and it was fun because we sat outside and we got to watch the cavalcades go by. That was really fun.
I hope they keep them.
Except for I will say one thing: it's the same ones over and over and over. So. You know what I mean? So it's not like they should change them up a little bit.
Yeah, I think, and I agree with you, but I think if we didn't sit there for an hour and a half, we wouldn't have noticed that.
I noticed it also at Magic Kingdom, and I noticed it also at Epcot. So I think, you know, they're very limited on the cavalcades. It's, you know, it's the princesses mm-hmm. and the Fab Five, and that's it. And that's the part I miss about not having the parades is, you know, you see everything.
Well, I miss not having the parades because everybody went to the parade and I could go do rides.
Well, that too. That's what my kids say.
Yeah.
That's what my kids would say. Yeah, for sure.
So, and the sad part was, like, we loved and thank you. You picked up the tab at the Nomad Lounge. We really appreciated that.
Yeah.
We loved the sliders and we loved the bread. We were sad that you guys didn't eat any of the bread because you were leaving us to go to Sanaa, which I felt bad because I wouldn't have made you go there if I knew you were going to lunch again.
No, I wanted to go there.
Yes.
I wanted to go there.
I know
that
you
was
did.
My choice.
But I felt bad because you guys didn't eat a full meal.
No, I mean, it was fine. We tried the sliders. The sliders were good.
They could have been hotter. That was my only complaint.
Yeah, they could have been a little hotter.
Yes.
But Sanaa was amazing, as always. We had the nicest cast member, Dan. He was so nice. And, you know, we got the bread service, and then I got my butter chicken. And that was it, basically.
What did Tommy get there?
Tommy got the seafood. Oh, yeah, the seafood with the vegetables. He got, like, peas, I think it is, and the vegetables.
Curry. Seafood curry.
Oh, he got the seafood curry, see?
And he does like that, huh?
Yeah, he liked it. He thought it was phenomenal. It was good. I had a bite of it. It was good.
I believe it was awesome because Sanaa has great food, but it just – every time I don't like seafood curry, and I continue to buy it, and you guys know that I talk about this on the show.
I know. Yeah, no, it's phenomenal. It was so good. We had so much fun. We really did. And we get to see the animals. I love sitting there and watching the zebras and the giraffes and all the, you know, the birds. And I love Sanaa so much. It is my favorite on property.
I think that is the most beautiful resort on property, in my opinion.
I love Kidani so much. It's our home base, and we just love it there.
Yeah, I love that whole resort. I mean, me and Brenda stayed at the Animal Kingdom a couple times, and again, Riverside's my favorite all-around resort because it's like home to me. But my favorite, I think, the prettiest resort on property is the Animal Kingdom. I really do.
It's just so different from anywhere else you would go. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just so different. And the animals. Hello, you had me at giraffe.
Exactly. You know? Yep, and when things are normal to be able to go out, you sit out at the campfire and have one of the bushmen tell you the stories of the safari, and then you hear the animals in the background, and just something special about it.
Yeah, it's just such a nice place. We walked out onto the savannah while we were waiting for our table for Sanaa, and this is always the cast members that sit out there. They're usually from Africa, but there was this nice gentleman there. And he was just, you know, telling me stories about the animals. And we were talking about the zebras because last time we were there, there was a couple babies that were born at Kidani. And so I was, like, asking about them. And he's like, oh, that's them over there. And it's just awesome.
Well, that's what we did when you guys left to go there. Me and Brenda roamed back a little bit. And we went to see Gino, the silverback.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yep, and when we've seen all his babies, it was so cool to see the babies. They were all sleeping. We got I'll send you some pictures of them.
Yeah.
We got pictures of the baby sleeping by the glass. And then we got him sitting up on the hill, and it was really cool. We went to see him and roamed around and seen a lot of the animals, and then we headed, you know, back. And then Thursday night, where did you guys end up?
Thursday night, we ended up at – where did we end up?
I mean, we were hoping to see it at Epcot, but we didn't see it at Epcot.
Oh, you know what it was? So I'm still in school working on my master's. So Thursday night, we actually we had so much food. We ate so much food at Sanaa that we kind of had leftovers. And what we did was I had a slushie, basically, from the pool. But I had to do homework. So we stayed in and I got my homework done.
So you were a good girl.
I was a good girl. I got my homework done.
And what did Tommy do? Lay on the bed and chill?
Yeah, he just chilled.
Yeah.
We just had a nice, you know, peaceful evening. Which, you know, when we're at Disney, we don't do that. We don't stay in the resort that much. So.
Between me and you, don't tell him, but Pop was telling me at the Nomad that his bones and stuff were hurting him a little bit. So you probably did him good letting him Pop rest that night.
Probably.
So Friday, where'd you guys end up?
So Friday, we moved over we were moving over to the Bay Lake Tower, but we got up early and went to Hollywood Studios again, tried to get on Rise, was unable to get on Rise again, and then it broke down. So we were in a backup group, but we never got called.
That's a shame.
Yeah. And then we ended up back at, and we did, you know, a couple things that we hadn't done in Hollywood Studios. Oh, we got to eat at Hollywood Brown Derby.
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah.
Seeing those pictures when you got at Brown Derby. That really broke my heart, because I think the Brown Derby is one of the most underrated restaurants on property that nobody talks about it that much. And it is phenomenal. I've never had a bad meal there. Never.
And we had the most phenomenal, again, another really phenomenal cast member named Remy. He's now become our favorite there. And he actually went to a local college around us where we went to school.
I won't hold that against him at all.
he was just so sweet. We just really enjoyed him. We were chatting a lot, and he was just such a good server, and we had a really good time there.
So what did you guys end up getting?
I know you're going to ask me that all of a sudden. I got the salmon.
Okay. He got
the burger.
Do you got the Ora King salmon?
Yes.
With the grilled local corn, the Fresno pepper, and the sweet corn. Velate, it's called, or Velate. Tommy, Robbie Bottoms will straighten me out of my pronunciation.
and then
Tommy got a burger?
Yeah, he got the Hollywood Brown Derby burger. Comes with an egg on top. It's good.
Yeah, it has bacon, jam, cheddar, fried egg, Russian dressing, and hand-cut fries. Did he like it?
Yeah, he liked it. He did he had that before there, and he said he didn't enjoy the egg, like, dripping on the burger, so he took the egg off and ate the egg separately, but the burger was cooked just right, and... I said, we got such good service.
He's probably like me. So tell him next time what I do with that, because I've had that a couple of times.
Yeah.
I tell them to cook the egg so the yolk don't run.
Yeah, probably.
And it kind of makes it kind of not quite a hard-boiled egg, but so there's no running, and it really changes the difference for me. Because I don't like – it's so weird, and people pick on me for this, but I like the egg when it runs when it's hot. But, like, as soon as it cools off, it's not good no more. It ruins the rest of the flavor of the burger. And I bet that's Tommy's problem, too. You feel like the juice of the egg, the yolk, is raw now. It just doesn't taste the same when it's not hot. So if you get them to cook the egg all the way, it's a game changer. It really.
I told him just to tell him to keep it off. And he was like, no, I'll get it. So he had it that way. That's fine.
Just tell him you want it well. And the egg done, you don't want the yolk runny, and they'll take care of you, and you'll like it much better. Because it's kind of like, now how you get your eggs in the Cobb salad that are cooked,
it gives
you the flavor, but you don't have the mess, but you don't, again, it ain't even the mess for me, because I love dipping my toast in the hot eggs.
Right.
But it's different. Once it runs, by the time you get to the second half of the sandwich, now it's cold.
Right.
It doesn't taste the same, so.
It doesn't taste good, yeah.
But.
Yeah, we had a great time, and then. Like, we walked around a little bit of Hollywood Studios, did a little shopping. I shopped a little too much this trip, but I was really missing Disney.
I have a feeling it's almost every trip, Judith. I'm just saying.
No, it's not. It's not, but it is. and then we went to the Bay Lake Tower and checked into our room. And we had a one-bedroom theme park view, and it's just – the view is amazing. You just sit there, and you watch the monorail go by, and you can see the Magic Kingdom. And, you know, it's just – and you can see all the way to the Grand Floridian. It's just amazing. It's amazing. And then we actually ate at our favorite restaurant, the California Grill, that night. We have a favorite waiter there that – it was phenomenal because – We asked for him down at the desk. You check into the desk on the fourth floor, and then they escort you up to the 13th floor, which they don't, or the 14th floor, what am I thinking? But they don't escort you up anymore. They just let you go upstairs. But anyway, I said, is Walter here today? And she said, let me check. And she said, yes, he's here, but his tables are, you know, full right now. How long would you wait? And I said, well, just put that request in and we'll see how it goes. Well, we waited like 10 minutes. And we got upstairs and we sat in Walter's section. Every single person in his section had requested him.
That's awesome. You know he's good.
He was so good. And he, like, you know, he remembers us. And he's just, like, the sweetest man. And, you know, this whole time we kept worrying about him. Like, what's going on with Walter? And now we have his email and we're going to communicate with each other. But yeah, every, you know, people would go, you know, like Monorail Bob and his wife Ginger have been going, and I said, did you see Walter? And the last trip that they were on, they told me that he was there.
Awesome.
It was phenomenal. Tommy, let's see, I'm trying to remember. I got the pork, which I always get. It usually comes pork three ways, so you get like a pork belly, a tenderloin, and then like a modified chop. But my favorite part of the whole thing is the polenta. It's goat cheese polenta. And he says to me, I'll just bring you a bowl of cheese polenta if you want. And then he comes back and he goes, I'm going to go tell the chef there wasn't enough goat cheese polenta on that plate because I had finished all that.
That's awesome. It says goat cheese polenta, mushrooms, yeah, bratwurst, yeah, braised fennel, and a blueberry yes, Zinfandel glaze.
Yes. Now, that was a little different because they usually don't have the bratwurst. I'm not a huge fan of, like, hot dogs or bratwurst. I don't know. It's like a texture thing for me. So I didn't really eat the bratwurst. I tasted it. It tasted pretty good, but, you know, I didn't care. I wanted that polenta more than anything.
Yeah, Brenda's the same way, like, even with sausage and stuff. She prefers to take the skin off.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of it. Yeah. I'm just really not. Let me tell you, we got the California Grill years ago is special to us because it's where our kids learn to dine out. We took them there, you know. It's, you know, you got to train them when they're little to behave. So
yeah, unlike the kids at the Paddlefish that we talked about. Me and John went into that big time and. Right. It's amazing. Tommy noticed that way more than you did too, didn't he?
Yeah. See, I'm focused on you guys when I go someplace. I don't focus on things around me necessarily.
Didn't bother me. Ask Tommy, how hard was that not to focus on that kid?
Yeah. Well, he was a pretty loud screamer. So we also started liking, or at least me, I started liking sushi there at the California Grill. So we always get sushi when we go there. We got the spicy quesadilla roll.
Okay.
And then Walter also suggested the braised beef short rib wontons, and those were phenomenal too. The braised beef, like, just melted in your mouth. It was so good.
Oh, man. I might be driving down to get that. It sounds really good.
It was so good. And then Tommy got, it's like a big ribeye.
The 20-ounce bone-in ribeye?
Yeah, and it was amazing. He loved it so much. It was so good.
It has potato, cheese, croquettes, grilled onions, malt vinegar, aioli, and a triple garlic butter to finish you off.
So good. Yeah. And then that night we actually did have dessert because I love getting dessert there. I got like a chocolate, it was like a chocolate torte. And he got, we shared a little bit, but we should have just got one, but whatever. And then he got, it was like a citrus souffle. Okay. And they poured like a sauce on it. That was really good too. That was yummy.
Well, yeah, I see here desserts, the chef's selection of cheese. They got a no sugar added mango mousse, a Grand Marnier souffle. Is that what you got? Souffle?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was so good.
Okay, and they had a chocolate espresso cream caramel, and then a white peach and bay leaf sorbet. Is that what Tommy got?
No, he got the souffle, and I got the chocolate thing.
Okay, the espresso cream caramel.
Yeah.
Me and Brenda, when we've been on the dining plan many a times, we would get all these desserts, and you try each of them, but if I ate every dessert after every meal, I wouldn't survive.
Yeah, no, you get so, you're just so stuffed, you know? But it was so good. I mean, and then we could just waddle back to our room.
So now you're up till Saturday now. Where did you guys go Saturday? It was your last day there, correct?
No, we went Sunday too.
But I mean, flew home Sunday, didn't you? Mother's
Day?
Yeah,
but we didn't fly out until 6:45 was our flight. So Saturday we went to the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
And had a phenomenal time. And then, you know, we did the rides and stuff, and I sent him back to the room and I did more shopping. Shh, don't tell him.
Oh, jeez. But that's the nice thing about staying at a Magic Kingdom resort. Like,
yeah,
you can go home and you can hang out and switch up if you want to.
Yep. That's what we did. And then that night we actually ended up in Epcot. We had just had a nice time. We walked around, we got a margarita, it was just really fun. And then we love going to Tokyo Dining, which isn't open now. But I was like, well, let's try to see if we can go to Teppan Edu. And he was like, yeah. So we went there and we had to wait like an hour, but that didn't matter. We just like walked around, had fun. And then we had a great meal at Teppan Edu. And, you know, they're always fun to watch, those hibachi places.
Oh, absolutely.
I got the shrimp and the steak, like the filet, I think. And he got, what did he get? I think he got chicken and steak. He's not right here, so I can't ask him. And we both really enjoyed it. It was nice. And then, you know, we went back to our room and watched. We sat out on the porch a little bit watching the lights at Magic Kingdom, which we would have watched the fireworks, just saying, but...
have 8 million people outside, but you can't have them. You can stand in line, but you can't have fireworks. It's all money. Right. It's all money saving is what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Now, head forward, I don't want to cut you off, but you were back at Epcot. Did you guys get to go by the Gelateria Toscano?
We never did that because, like I said, we were watching the hooligans and we're having so much fun doing that. So we just did that.
Well, when you go back, you gotta go there.
Yeah, we will. We'll go there in December.
Phenomenal.
And then I just wanted to say too, the next day that we had booked park reservation was for Epcot for our last day there.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us thought, well, we're at Magic Kingdom, we might as well just go to Magic Kingdom again. And I said, well, let me go to guest services and see if there's any way we could change it. Excuse me. And I got there and guest services, I got the loveliest cast member who had just started back a week ago. He was so excited and
that's awesome. We were talking.
Yeah, he was lovely. And he like said, oh yeah, I just got back. They're starting to hire more people. And, you know, we must have chatted for like 20 minutes and he changed our reservation from Epcot to Magic Kingdom. So that was really nice.
That was awesome. So did you guys roam around? Did you get on last minute rides that you haven't gotten on yet? Or did you?
We went on Jungle Cruise and we got a Dole Whip. That was the day that we got a Dole Whip there.
And you had the problem at the Jungle Cruise with people butting in line constantly.
Yeah. Oh, Tommy told you that, huh?
Yeah.
There was a lot of cutting in line because there's only one cast member. They can't see everybody, you know?
No, I mean, bottom line is they need to hire, I'd say, another 50% of cast members. Like, they need to, they're not even, I don't think, at 50% capacity of the cast members that they used to have in the park. And they need to, have more. I didn't see a single cast member in a bathroom the entire vacation.
Tommy said he did. I can't remember where he was, but I did not see one anytime.
Not that they were dirty or filthy, but it wasn't like it normally is. I didn't see hardly any cast members.
Yep. No, I didn't either. So, yeah. And then, you know, we went on Jungle Cruise. We got a Dole Whip. We rode the monorail around twice. And then we got in our rental car and drove to the airport. We had a blast.
I will say the way they do it at the airport with the rental cars, it's nice to just pick whatever you want, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah, we were fine.
What did you end up with this trip?
It was a Kia Rio. It was cute. It was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine for the two of us.
Yeah, we ended up with your Rogue and I loved the car. But that lane changing beeping deal, oh my god, that drives you insane.
Mine's turned off in my car.
Yeah, well
the the dealer turned it off for me, so that was good.
Yeah, well, I get next time I rented that, it would be turned off. But everything else was beautiful about it. It was a nice car. Now, a question for you to end up the trip. Yes. And everybody knows it, my feeling on this and how much I cry, but your total thoughts on the ugly, stupid, disgusting barges in the middle of World Showcase Lagoon. Now, I'm not putting any pressure. I'm not trying to skew you either way, but were they worse or better than you thought they were going to be?
Oh, they were much worse. They're huge. You can't see across at all. I'm telling you one thing. Those fireworks better be good.
It better be the best show ever. I mean, it better be...
Better be good.
It better be Soarin', Test Track, Expedition Everest, Flight of Passage, and Haunted Mansion, like, all combined into one that good to be... Yes. And Rise of the Resistance to boot that good. Yes. I mean, to even make it worth it to me.
Well, I don't know because I haven't ridden Rise, but yes.
it's so... I mean, is it... And I know everybody says there has to be change, blah, 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 but... That is, and then I showed Tommy, I sent him over the video of the water, and it looks like a blown faucet out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just hope that, you know, if the waterfalls are pretty, I guess it'll be okay. But it really obstructs
It's disgusting.
Everything.
I mean, it's my worst thing. Yeah. So, the round off the trip, besides hanging out with me, which I know is your favorite thing, Judith, what was your favorite part of the trip?
No, honestly, our favorite part of the trip was hanging out with all you guys. We had such a good time.
That was ours, too. And your final thoughts on... We would never, ever go back in the heat with the mask on. I can say that now. I don't know if the cold weather would make a change for us, but the heat, no way.
Yeah, no way. Well, this is kind of how I feel about it. If we are booked for the week of New Year's Eve, just right after Christmas, and Tom and I both talked about it, that if they don't take away the mask restrictions, we probably will change our reservation.
Yeah, it just, you don't, like, it was nice. The reason I think this trip was so wonderful for us too, one, we all needed it. It was like it was like we needed our fix. We were we're addicts that need our Disney fix.
Yes.
And I needed to see with my own two eyes what was going on with all the construction, the ugly barges, the mask and all. It was wonderful. All the meals were phenomenal because your mask was off and we could concentrate on each other and you felt like a human being again.
Yes.
And not that I'm against the science or mask. I know they're good for you. So I'm not even getting I'm not trying to even be political
neither.
Here. At all. Yeah. Zero. But with the mask on, I don't feel like I can focus. You don't see below your feet. You don't see, it's like you just feel hindered the entire time. Am I wrong?
So this is the thing. Like I'm a nurse and I worked directly with COVID patients for a whole year. I wore a mask. I wear a mask. I wear goggles at work. I wear a gown if I need to do certain things. Mm-hmm. When I go away, I just want to feel a little bit normal. Now, I probably will continue to wear a mask in a clinical setting, and I know that the science worked. Masks work. Yeah. That's what kept me safe. Knock on wood. I just knocked on wood.
Yeah, I heard you. Was that Tommy's head?
What?
Was that Tommy's head you knocked on? Okay.
No,
just...
I would never do that.
Well, you said you knocked on wood.
I know. But I believe in masks. But I also think it's, you know, there's a time. Now, if that changes because the flu season comes back next year and we have to start wearing masks again, I just don't want to go. Like, I just will stay home and go at a different time because, you know. But I think that if we're vaccinated, we should be fine.
Yeah,
you know, I just don't want to have to wear a mask. I need time without wearing a mask. I wear a mask every shift, and it worked. And, you know, that's how I feel about it.
And I get my flu shot the minute it comes out. And I did it.
We have to.
And I did it last year, way before, and the pharmacist even thanked me. I said, let me get mine done now before they come out with the COVID shot, so we're not all backed up. So get your shots. And did you see on the news now, Judith? We all do the right thing. We all go out and get our shots, everything. And now Ohio's offering, they're going to have a $1 million lottery for people to go get their shots now. You'll be registered.
And so stupid.
And New Jersey's paying $8 million to send people door to door to make tell people to get their shots. It's like, why do you got to beg people to do the right thing? I don't understand it.
Yeah. There's a lot of the CDC has not done a good job about educating people about why vaccines are necessary. So there you go.
It's crazy, but
But I have to say, we had a phenomenal trip. It was good to be there. I was happy to see people working. So
yeah,
and I was comfortable on the plane too. I thought I'd be the most nervous about being on the plane, but I felt comfortable being on the plane.
Even faze me except for the worrying about motion sickness. That's all I was worried about.
Yeah.
I felt fine. As with us being vaccinated, I felt good. And I was fine with it. And I loved being with you guys. It felt like I said on the other shows that it was like we've been friends since high school. It was like so comfortable. It was nice to just be with people that just wanted to be with you. It was a very wonderful time. And I told Tommy we got to figure out once we get. I know we all got work to catch up on and things to do, but after my surgery and all that good stuff, maybe we got to try to meet somewhere halfway somehow and have a nice weekend or something.
That sounds great. We would love that for sure. Brenda's definitely my favorite now. Brenda and Lisa.
Exactly. And I don't blame you on that one.
Yeah.
Now you see the good girl that actually puts up with me.
I know, but she's funny because she's very quiet. I would say she's reserved. But then when she talks, she's hilarious. I love her. She's so funny.
Thank you.
She and I had a good time together.
Yeah, she's a good girl. God bless me with her, let me tell you.
Yeah, no kidding.
And God bless you with that Thomas. Don't tell him I love him that much, but he's a good guy.
I know.
He's a good guy.
He's very good to me, that one.
So we loved having you on, Judith. We'll get you on more. What's the name of your YouTube channel that we're going to have to watch every week now?
It's called JBL Adventures.
Okay, and that'll be on YouTube. It's the first episode's already out, and JBL Adventures will be monthly.
I tweeted it out this morning.
What's your goals? Weekly, monthly? What's your schedule? Or is it just going to be whenever you get stuff?
I'm hoping to do something every week. I'm hoping to talk about, like, I didn't want it just to be about Disney because I do want to do some additional traveling and stuff.
Okay.
Like, next week I'm going to visit my dad in Colorado. I wanted to talk about, you know, a little bit. I don't want to be a nurse on the show, but I will talk about health and how I always tweet out about, you know, get out and move.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm not going to answer like medical questions or do anything like that. This is supposed to be fun for me. I want an outlet to be fun. I'm loving my camera. I'm learning.
You're adorable with your little camera. Brenda's usually the same way as you usually. Cause we have that other CLR we usually have. We just didn't bring it this trip.
So I'm a little awkward and I'm learning. So I hope everybody bears with me and I hope they enjoy it.
Move slow is all I can tell you. Don't jerk the camera. That's the biggest thing that I watch people like I would give the camera to friends and family members and they would just they move it like their eyes. You can't do that. You gotta slowly because you'll get me seasick if you don't.
Yeah.
But
don't worry.
No, but I'm looking forward to it. And you can see that me and Brenda move plenty, so we don't have you yelling at us.
Yes. Get out and move, everybody. We need it. It's good for you.
You know, it's fun when I go on vacation and my steps go down, Judith. Like, I'm averaging 22,000 at work, and on this trip it was like 16.
Yeah.
So, but we love having you on.
Thank you.
You're going to come on more, and now that we have a better schedule, you have to let me know what your new schedule is, and we'll get you on more, and I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
And how do they follow you on Twitter, Judith?
I'm at JLMomRN. And I will have my own Twitter, JBL Adventures, but my personal one is JLMomRN.
All right. Everybody go follow Judith. And thanks for coming on, and we love you guys.
We love you. Thank you for having me.
Say goodbye, Judith.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.